Hearing from the newsmakers and the people they impact. The Mike Hosking Breakfast with the Land Rover Defender 110, capable of great things. News Talk ZB.
Just let me wrap up the business of the New Zealand Initiative and their submission on the severe weather emergency recovery legislation, which they say is a monumental power grab. A one-day submission process on legislation granting incredibly broad powers to the minister over an extended period is repugnant. Our 2018 report, a recipe for disaster, building policy on shaky ground, which drew lessons from the Christchurch earthquake, urged the government to prepare for future disasters. It recommended off-the-shelf legislation be prepared well ahead of any disaster with appropriate deliberation and consideration so that any legislation passed in the urgency of a disaster would have had appropriate scrutiny ahead of the event. Very good advice. Did they follow it? No. To the best of our knowledge, this legislation has had no prior scrutiny at all. We note that constitutional expert Dr. Dean Knight simply said, seriously, we believe this to be a shameful episode in the history of New Zealand's parliamentary democracy. We do not request an opportunity to provide oral submissions. The process is a disgrace. We should actually get them on the program tomorrow. And because, as I say, we've had them on, Eric Crampton, those sort of guys from New Zealand Initiative. These are bright people who have the best interests of New Zealand at heart, and they're not really that well known for this sort of language. So they're clearly very upset and very angry. And this is the sort of story, unfortunately, these days, that flies under the radar. The media don't cover that sort of stuff, so you never know what's going on. And before you know it, you wake up and go, hang on, what happened there? 22 minutes away from 8.